A blonde woman sits up in bed.
Good morning. This is your daily affirmation guide.
She smiles.
Today is a new day, and we're going to wake up strong.
She dresses.
Any worries that I may have shall pass, as they did yesterday, the day before, and every day. If I begin to lose focus, I'll acknowledge what's worrying me. If I can resolve it, I will.
Makes orange juice.
And if I can't, I'll let it go. Roll up my anxieties into a tiny ball, just throw them away. And as we do every morning, let's have a moment of silence where we acknowledge our inner journey.
Takes prepped food container.
And a deep breath in and quiet.
She puts in headphones and strolls out of the house into the autumn foliage of a suburban neighborhood. Across the street, a neighbor struggles with packing boxes.
Oh.
The man knocks a lamp into the street.
Hi!
Hey!
Waves.
Just moved in.
Do you need any help?
No. I think I'm all right.
He trips on a box.
Are you, though?
What was that?
I said good luck.
Oh, thanks.
He bends to tidy up. She turns to her car.
Okay.
He watches her with a smirk. She flashes a smile over her shoulder at him and pulls out of her driveway. Title, Don't Forget I Love You. He waves again as her orange SUV passes. A small town nestled in rolling hills by a river. She listens to headphones in a coffee shop.
Now, let's take a moment to concentrate on our breathing. With silence, deep breath.
She inhales, eyes closed. The barista hands her coffee.
Taylor?
There you go. Thank you. You're welcome.
She walks on.
Clear the mind of any negative thoughts and start the day fresh and free of any fear or worries or anxieties. I am whole and I can conquer today.
In a brick office building, Taylor hangs up her pink trench coat.
We are going to take our final deep breath in.
A pastel office. A man sitting on an exercise ball.
And hold.
He and Taylor hold up meditation hands.
And release.
They exhale with eyes closed, then smile at each other.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Taylor. So, what's the flavor of the day, birthday girl?
Mm.
A little sage, a little patchouli.
Lavender.
Oils.
Ooh, that would go great with a little lemon coffee cake.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And samples for the Pattersons,
ooh,
which I'm guessing you'll like better.
Yes, these are first on my to-do list.
So, what's the plans for the big day?
Nothing big, just gonna go see my dad.
What? Seriously? No. You're coming out with me and my friends tonight. We're gonna go grab some Thai, maybe a little karaoke. Ooh, I could use a duet partner.
Thank you, but Patterson's want their home reorganized by the end of the month, and that means all new built-ins in the closets and new modules in the den, and it's a disaster, so.
Well, hey, if you're swamped, I could easily take over the Tillerman job.
Oh, I'm already on that one.
Oh, well, how about I put some samples together for the Swartz's walk-ins?
You know what? I'm so in the zone there, so I think I'll just keep going.
You know how I get with new clients. I just like to, you know.
Maybe I'm stepping out of bounds here, but maybe you should think about taking a holiday. You know, celebrating the big 3-0 in style. I mean, I haven't seen you take a day off since you hired me. Remember? For my excellent design skills. And of course, charm. But that's not the point. The point is, have you thought about taking a day off?
No.
He nods tight-lipped.
But thank you so much for the invite. Sorry I can't make it. And for the cake. Off to celebrate with my dad.
They high five.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
He turns to screen.
Ooh, a new match.
Taylor's SUV pulls into the drive of a large dark gray house. She gets out and marches into a dim kitchen.
Dad?
She unshoulders her tote bag and sets it down.
Dad?
She looks into the next room, leaning on the door frame with a grin. An older man wearing an apron paints a sea cliffs landscape.
Dad?
He turns with brows raised.
There she is.
Hi.
Hi.
They hug warmly, then turn to his painting.
So, what do you think? I tried to have it ready for your birthday, but you cannot rush art.
I know.
She beams.
I love it already.
Good. Well, it's not the only present you're getting.
Oh, Dad, you don't have to get me anything else.
It's not from me.
She blinks.
What?
He opens the cupboard and pulls out a scroll of paper and a red ribbon. He hands it to Taylor, who frowns.
Open it.
She unfurls a watercolor.
Okay. This looks like a map, maybe, of this property. Is it a landscaping plan? No, they couldn't be, because there's arrows. Why would there be arrows on a landscaping plan?
Questions, questions, so many questions. Just follow the map and let the adventure begin. Come on.
She grins and follows him outside to a yard splashed with flowers.
So down here.
Yeah.
Continue.
They descend stairs.
This. Over to the dragonfly? I don't get it.
Look a little closer.
He hovers over a flower bed, grinning suggestively.
Am I supposed to...
Oh.
He hands her gloves and a trowel.
What'd you do on your 30th birthday? Dug up my dad's backyard. Here we go.
Oh. She digs into the soil, then pulls out a metal cylinder.
What's that?
Is this like a time capsule?
It looks very much like it is, yes.
She sits frowning at the capsule.
Let me...
Thanks.
He helps her unscrew the lid.
Got it.
She removes the lid.
Is this from Mom?
She wanted you to unearth it on your 30th birthday.
Taylor's brow furrows and she looks from the capsule to her father. She removes a photograph of a woman raising a giggling blonde toddler in her arms. She smiles and hands the photo to Dad. She pulls out a document.
Oh, that's my birth certificate.
A small round box.
First tooth I ever lost.
A stack of cards.
Oh, my God. This was my first oral presentation. Do you remember how nervous I was? I had to get up in front of the whole class.
I do.
Mom really coached me through that.
She reaches back into the tube and finds a bundle of envelopes and a red ribbon.
What's this?
Read the note.
She reads the top note with her name in elegant calligraphy.
Dear Taylor, I know I won't be with you on this special day, so I put together this time capsule of items from your childhood, as well as a series of challenges in these envelopes. Complete all six of them, and my birthday gift to you should be revealed. Love, Mom. Should I open challenge number one?
I think so.
Okay.
She opens the first envelope labeled challenge number one and smiles, shaking her head.
Get to know someone new. Ugh, Mom. Still being Mom.
Well, she was the one who got you through all of your anxieties.
Yeah, but not really that little anxious girl anymore, Dad. I mean, I run my own business. I live by myself. I can take care of myself.
I hear a lot of eyes there. Maybe your mom wasn't so far off the mark when she wanted you to get out and meet someone new. A friend.
Taylor's jaw drops.
I have friends.
Dad tilts head.
I do have friends. I have Kyle at the office. He's my friend. He invited me out tonight, so.
Oh, and are you going to?
I'm not going to go, but that's only because I have a lot of work.
Nothing to do with getting outside your safety zone or your comfort bubble?
I go out of my safety zone all the time, Dad. I go to, like, clients' houses and talk to people. This is not a big deal.
Then why are you rubbing your worry, Angel?
She scowls.
I'm not worried. I'm not. You know what? This isn't even a challenge.
No?
No.
Okay. I'm glad you think so, because your mother, if you read the fine print, has asked you to provide photographic evidence of every challenge completed.
She checks and rolls her eyes.
Oh, that's just great.
Come on. Let's go inside and get some cake.
They smile and gather the memories into the capsule. The sun rises on the town. Taylor taps her phone alarm and smiles as she rises.
Good morning. This is your daily affirmation guide. As your morning begins, remember to tackle today's horizons, our challenges, with ease and inner wisdom, knowing that you can do this.
She squeezes oranges and drinks the orange juice, glancing at her mother's letters on the counter. She takes a pre-prepared meal from the fridge and pops her headphone in her ears, then strides out. At the coffee shop, she taps on her phone. The smiling, dark-haired barista hands her a cup of coffee.
Large Americano with oat milk for Taylor.
That's me.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Taylor turns to go, then blinks and hesitates.
What's your name?
Excuse me?
I come here every day and you know my name. What's yours?
It's Jenny.
Jenny. So nice to get to know you, Jenny.
Likewise.
Taylor smiles and aims her phone at Jenny to snap a photo. Jenny frowns.
Yep.
Taylor darts out. Jenny shakes her head.
Dad, I did it. I met somebody new. I even got her name, and it's Jenny.
Well, yeah, I'd assume you would get their name. What does this Jenny do?
Oh, she works at my coffee shop.
A coffee shop.
Okay.
Oh, Dad, I'm gonna text you the picture later, okay? I gotta run. I love you.
Love you too.
The dark-haired new neighbor man is at her door.
Hi. I'm Josh, your new neighbor. The one whose life was scattered everywhere the other day?
Yes, of course. I'm Taylor.
It's nice to meet you. And I'm sorry about the mess in the driveway.
It's fine. It wasn't a bother.
Oh, great. Except for I'm going to bother you now because I can't seem to find my can opener, which isn't surprising if you saw the bomb that went off in my house.
I have one. I can lend it to you. Come on in.
Great. Wow. It's a nice place. And it's very organized.
Yeah, I like to keep it that way. It's kind of what I do, cleaning, organizing stuff. There you go.
Oh, great. Now my daughter can be fed something other than pizza, which has been our staple for the last few days.
I have takeout menus that I threw out.
This is going to be great. And I promise to pop it in your mailbox as soon as I'm done.
No rush. I have all my meals prepped for the week, so.
Wow, you are organized. Unlike myself, who can't even label a packing box, because unlike the can opener, I did find the salt and pepper shakers in the box labeled bedroom. But I'm not going to bore you with my stories any longer, and this is great, so thank you. And, it was nice to officially meet you.
Yes. So it was nice to meet you, officially. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thanks. I think I like it already.
She turns the corners of her smile down in surprise as she closes the door. Later, she and her dad look at his finished painting over coffee.
You know, I think this might be my new favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. So tell me more about this Jenny barista.
Oh, forget about Jenny. I want to tell you about Josh, my new neighbor. He came over the other day to borrow a can opener. And I think I just knocked that challenge right out of the park.
So he came to you for a can opener?
Yeah, that's right.
I see. And during this exchange, what did you learn about Josh?
That he has a daughter. And that he's pretty disorganized.
Okay.
What?
Dad shrugs.
Can opener, disorganized. I think your mom wanted you to really get to know someone. Work out a little bit, spend some time with them. Otherwise, it's not really a challenge, is it?
She purses her lips.
Fine. I'll work on it. For mom.
Atta girl.
He nods and smiles. At home, Taylor pulls a casserole out of the oven and grins at her handiwork. She looks up and licks her lip. Later, she carries the foil-covered casserole outside.
Hello. Thought I'd just drop by and say welcome to the neighborhood. I already said that. Hello. Thought I'd just whip this up. It's something other than pizza. Oof, it's too Betty Crocker.
She knocks on a door, her eyes darting. Josh answers.
Hey.
Hi. It's food.
Oh. Thank you. This is very kind of you.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I meant to bring your can opener over, but I got a little distracted trying to sort my life out in all these boxes.
It's okay, because I got you this.
A new can opener.
That is very neighborly of you. Did you have a minute? I just put the kettle on.
Yeah, sure, that'd be lovely.
Great. Come on in.
He waves her inside.
Chamomile, peppermint tea, or maybe just black tea?
Peppermint would be lovely.
Great.
Boxes everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, it's a bit of a disaster. But with Chloe's school and my teaching and coaching and constant furniture deliveries, I haven't really had time to sort through it.
You know, if you need help, I know of a service who will unpack all of this for you.
Really? Would they be able to help me organize it as well?
No, but I know of another service that can do that. Me.
You?
Yeah. It's my company, Space to Live. I help people organize their homes so they can live in them stress and worry free.
Well, maybe I'll have to employ your services one day.
He smiles and takes the casserole further inside. Taylor scans the room and sees a red-haired girl sitting amongst the mess of boxes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Chloe.
This is a beautiful house. Look at those wood floors and the bay window. You know, with all that natural light coming through, a chair might be nice there.
I never thought about the light, but, well, you'd be the expert.
Chloe plays with a dollhouse.
What do you think about the piano?
Piano? Okay, well, I know that we do not have a piano, so... Oh, I see you found our project.
I used to have a dollhouse, too. My dad made it for me. He's so good at creating things.
This is my daughter, Chloe. Chloe, this is our new neighbor, Taylor. And she was kind enough to bring us a casserole.
I hope it's not tuna.
Chloe?
No, that's fine. It's not. It's chicken. But if you don't like that, that's fine too. There are so many things I didn't like when I was your age. Like tomatoes.
I like tomato sauce.
Mm. Ooh, good, because it's in the casserole.
Are you staying to have it with us?
No. Wasn't planning on that.
Why not?
Clearly, we would enjoy the company. Unless you have your family or someone to...
It's just me over there, but it's Wednesday, which means it's laundry day, so...
Chloe and Josh raise their eyebrows at Taylor.
I mean, okay, I guess I could stay.
I'll set you up a spot.
Oh, the cutlery's in the box labeled kitchen.
Casserole 350?
Yeah.
Are you sure this is a kitchen box?
Santa hat.
Maybe we'll find the utensils in the Christmas box.
They sit outside.
What time did the jack-o'-lantern go to the dentist?
2:30.
Oh, you know this one! Well, that was delicious.
Great.
Yeah, I have to go finish my homework, but will we see you again?
Yeah,
of course. I mean, yeah. And if you want, I could get you some paper and paint samples from one of my jobs for your dollhouse.
Yes, please.
Cool. Well, it was so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. See you later, then.
Bye.
Chloe goes inside.
She is so lovely.
She's pretty special. Although, since her mom died a year ago, she's been a bit withdrawn and a bit anxious. You know, I thought that being a phys ed teacher at the college would have helped, you know, dealing with the athletes and all their stress, but... It's been a bit of a challenge.
My mom had similar challenges with me. I get it.
They smile sadly.
Well, now that you know all about us, what about you? You know, aside from being an expert organizer.
Well, there really isn't much else to tell you. Like I said, it is just me over there, so.
Well, we're glad you're over there.
I'm glad you feel that way. And likewise, it's been really nice to get to know you and Chloe.
Speaking of which, it is school night, and I probably should help her get to bed.
Totally, and I'm normally prepping for work by now, so...
Scheduled and organized. I really should hire you.
Well, you know where to find me.
Right across the street?
Yes.
Kyle.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let me ask her. The college wants to know what date you plan on going in to organize the library.
This Saturday at 10 a.m.
Saturday at 10. Great. Thank you.
Paper samples.
Oh, no, actually leave those. I'm gonna give them to my neighbor. Or his daughter. We met the other day. Had dinner together, got to know one another.
Sounds very Pleasantville.
He's a single dad. Widower. Kind of disorganized. Actually, no, he's a total mess.
So, is he a possible new client, or...?
No, maybe. I don't know. I guess he could, I don't know. He's a new neighbor. New friend.
And is this new friend dating?
I don't know that. How am I supposed to know that?
Well, let's creep his social media. Oh, hold on. Yeah, got a new match. Ooh. Hello, Christy. It's gonna send you a wave and a smiley emoji. What's his name?
Josh.
Oh, oh,
Is that her already?
No. This is Jade. Let me respond back to Veronica quickly.
MG, are you dating all of these women?
No, not dating. Just, you know, messaging.
So you've never met them?
Whoa, slow down, Taylor. Pump your brakes. I gotta get to know them first. Feel them out. You know, decode the emojis before I commit to like a whole date.
How do you get to know them though if you never meet them?
I'm on all the dating apps. I know exactly how this works, okay? She's so funny.
Kyle sits at his desk with his full attention buried in his phone. Taylor widens her eyes in disbelief. People hike along a forest river. Taylor hangs her dad's seaside cliff painting on a wall in her home, then steps back, tilting her head to take it in. She smiles and sinks onto a sofa, then glances down at the time capsule on the coffee table. Her mom's challenge envelopes peek out. She picks up challenge number 2 and opens it.
Do something that you're afraid of. Ha. Thanks, Mom.
Her smile drops into a frown. She sees a big black spider crawling across the coffee table. She inhales heavily and takes a swig of water. The spider waves its spindly legs.
Okay, my friend. You will be my next challenge.
Josh.
Chloe, have you seen a little black box? Like a jewelry box?
Taylor rushes outside waving her hands.
Hey, are you okay?
She tries to lean casually.
What? Yeah, well, I'm great. I'm so good.
Okay, it just seems like you've forgotten your shoes.
She looks down at her socked feet on the wet driveway.
Yeah.
Do you need help?
Maybe. It's a big spider. Like, it's, I think it ate all my food in all the house. It's...
Okay.
And it, well, it's very unpredictable.
You know, spiders are like having your own form of pest control. They eat all sorts of bugs that could become pests.
Well, pretty sure that guy ate all the bugs on the block.
Josh takes spider out.
Thank you so much for saving the day. And I'm really sorry that I had to bother you with that.
Oh, you owe me a few bothers. Besides, it's not really a big deal. For me. I get it that not everyone's into spiders.
Nope.
You know, in fact, Chloe once saw one in her room, and she ended up sleeping in a tent in the living room for a week.
That's my kind of girl. I have her samples.
Oh.
How is she?
Not bad. Until she was assigned an oral presentation. Now the wheels have come off a little bit.
I get it. I did not like oral presentations in school. In fact, my first oral presentation was such a big deal that my mom put it in a time capsule for me.
Wow. Time capsule? That's really cool.
Yeah. My mom was pretty cool.
They smile.
If you want, I could maybe help her with her anxiety about the presentation, seeing as I have used to have the same issues.
Oh, well, she won't talk to me or anyone about it, so I mean, if you wouldn't mind.
No, I really wouldn't mind. I have a job at the college on Saturday, but after that I'm free.
Oh, I'm actually at the college on Saturday for training camps, and usually I drag Chloe along with me, so...
I could keep her busy.
That would be great. I should go, but I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, great. Thanks again.
Josh leaves and Taylor types in her phone, grinning. She moves to the window and peers out at Josh, who walks with a woman whose face is hidden by an umbrella.
How's your day?
A sunny day over the small town. Taylor enters a gymnasium where Josh coaches a basketball team of teenagers. She picks up a stray ball and bounces it to Josh.
Hey, coach!
Nice throw.
She grins and gestures to the bleachers where Chloe sits. She joins the girl.
Hi!
Taylor, what are you doing here?
I'm here because I thought I would give you a little bit of help on your presentation for school if you want.
Sure.
Have you picked a topic yet?
No.
Well, my mom always told me that if you're going to give a presentation on something, it's best to pick a topic that you really love. So, what's your favorite animal?
I love elephants.
Really? Why?
Well, they're really gentle, even though they're the largest land animal. And they're so big, they have to eat up to 16 hours a day.
They do? Wouldn't that be something?
And they can live up to 70 years.
Can they swim?
Yeah, and they use their trunks like snorkels.
Cute. Can they fly like Dumbo?
No, they can't even jump. But they have really good memories.
You know, you just told me a lot about elephants. In fact, you kind of just gave me a presentation.
Chloe smiles.
So why don't we try something? Josh?
Josh jogs over to the bleachers.
Yeah.
Okay, so your dad and I are going to pretend to be kids in your class. So who would I be?
Definitely Mia. She's my best friend.
Yes.
And Dad, you can be Liam. He's always messy.
Oh, perfect.
Hey.
Okay, so you're going to practice giving us a Mia and Liam a presentation on elephants. Cool?
Okay.
Josh sits next to Taylor and Chloe stands in front of them.
Hello, Liam.
Hello, Yua.
What?
Josh makes silly faces and puts bunny ear fingers behind Taylor.
Just the kids doing his class, right? Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
Chloe folds her hands.
Elephants are the biggest living land animal on Earth.
Josh and Taylor in a home goods store.
So, what are we doing here?
We are getting some lavender oil. It'll help Chloe relax whenever she's feeling a bit anxious. I think it's right here.
No, so you've been here before.
Yeah, this was my first contract. I organized the space to make it feel more calm and serene.
I should take a cue from that and become more calm and organized for Chloe.
It would help. But I get it, my dad's a little like you, so.
Scattered?
He's an artist. The RJ Gallery, that's his. My mom was the one who kept the calm in order.
Well, you definitely have your mother's touch. I mean, look what you did today with Chloe. I wish I could do that. But kind of felt out of my league ever since Claire passed, and, well, that scares me.
You know what? Almost everything scares me. You know that time capsule that my mom gave me? It was filled with challenges, and challenge number two was that I just had to deal with that tiny spider, and you saw how I did with that, so... I think you're doing pretty great.
Thanks.
Yeah. And for times when you're not feeling so great, smell.
She spritzes a bottle in the air.
Not overly offensive.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I think I could probably help you with that challenge, because I'm the kind of guy who just dives right in and thanks later.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Oh, come on. I owe you one, you know, for what you did with Chloe. So what scares you other than spiders?
Her eyes widen.
How about anything unfamiliar? Hectic places, social events, amusement park rides, Black Friday. You could not pay me enough money to go on a cruise ship. Do you want me to keep going? I don't like
that. No. How about we throw out your day timer?
She swallows. Her smile fades.
What?
Okay, that's too strong.
Yeah.
She clutches her necklace.
Oh, rides. Huh? Ferris closed. Oh, what about heights? Scared of those?
Definitely. Most definitely afraid of heights, yep.
I know the exact place we could just knock that challenge right out of the park. You, me, you in?
She grits her teeth.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
She fiddles with the bottle.
I was just going to get one for Chloe, but I think I need one for myself, too.
She checks out.
Hi.
Home with Chloe.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Pick a topic I love. Then practice, be prepared to know the room.
That's it. You got this. Yeah.
Taylor and Chloe high five. Taylor turns and sneakily takes a photo of Josh unpacking groceries.
Did you just?
I did. I'm so sorry. I should have asked first. It's for this challenge that my mom has me doing, and she wants me to take photo proof of everything, so.
So you're saying I'm a challenge?
Kind of. I had to meet somebody new, and here you are.
Well, I at least get my good side.
Thank you.
He poses.
Okay, one more, baby.
Hello? Sarah!
A woman enters.
Hi, sweetheart!
She hugs Chloe.
Oh, wow, what's this?
It's a gift Taylor got me, and I'm working on my oral presentation.
Sarah, this is Taylor, our new neighbor.
Pleasure to meet you.
And you.
Taylor was kind enough to bring us over dinner a couple of nights ago.
Oh, well, thank you, because I've been out of town and I'm well aware this one can't cook.
Hey, I can cook, right? As long as it comes from a can and needs reheating. And I have a can opener, of course.
Right. Well, I was just heading out, so really nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Bye. Okay.
Josh follows Taylor to the door.
So, next weekend, we conquer?
Absolutely.
How's the project going along?
Pretty good.
Bye.
Sarah glances over her shoulder as Taylor leaves. Taylor descends the porch stairs with a grimace. Sunset. Josh sits alone in his kitchen sipping a mug. Sarah comes in and sits with him.
Hey.
Hey. Sounds like you and Chloe are having fun up there.
Yeah, always. But I don't just come here to spend time with Chloe.
Yeah, I know.
He smiles and looks down.
So your new neighbor seems nice. Bringing all that stuff for Chloe's dollhouse and helping her with her project.
Yeah.
She married?
No.
Sarah nods and looks around.
By the way, I love the new house.
You know, it means a lot to me. How much you've been here for Chloe.
Oh, well, I promise to take care of both of you. And really, I'm on my own, so it's good for me too. What was that thing you wanted to talk to me about? You said you had something for me or a surprise?
But I misplaced it during the move, so, unfortunately, you're just gonna have to wait.
I guess. Well, I better get back upstairs. I promised Chloe a Crazy 8's rematch. Do you want to join us?
Yeah, I'll be up in a minute.
All right.
Sarah goes upstairs. Josh sighs and looks down at his mug. Daytime, Taylor sits in an art gallery with her dad who studies the photo of Josh on her phone. Landscape paintings hang on the walls.
So this is your new friend, huh?
Yeah. And we're going to do the next challenge together, too.
Oh, you told him about the time capsule?
I did. I mean, he was sharing, so I thought I should share something. That's what you want, right? For me to get to know him?
Sure.
She smirks.
Sure. Okay. I'm gonna go. I'll see you later. Wish me luck.
How about have fun?
Well, we'll see. See ya.
Bye.
She and her dad hug and he watches her go, then glances at paintings on the wall and raises his brows. Josh and Taylor stroll on a forest path.
Well, here we are.
No.
96 elephants.
What?
No. That's how much this bridge can hold. 96 elephants.
Her jaw drops at a long bridge that disappears through trees.
96 elephants, huh? Then Chloe must really love it. Bye-bye.
Oh, oh wait. Whoa, 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 whoa. No. Come on. Look at this. It's pretty incredible, right?
Her face is a mask of fear.
Taylor?
I'm sorry, my brain is short-circuiting from all the alarm bells going off.
No. No alarm bells, okay? Look, this bridge was built in the 1800s, and it's probably had hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people cross it before you.
That is a lot of wear and tear. Have we got any clue when it was last, you know, checked? When maintenance was last done on this? I think we should go get a report on that. Figure it out. Come back. Or maybe we just don't come back. We just don't come back at all.
No. Look. You're gonna do great, okay? And this is gonna be amazing. Look, we'll just take it like one foot in front of the other, okay? Just need to focus. And just like I tell my athletic students, not to listen to the fear voice inside of their head and worry about what could happen.
Why? What could happen?
No, that's the point. Not to listen to the voice, right? Just keep your eye on the ball. Or in this case, the bridge.
She nods timidly.
Ready?
She forces a grin.
Not even close.
Great.
The narrow bridge crosses high above a river rushing through the dense trees. Taylor grips the railing with one foot hovering over the bridge, then steps forward.
Okay. I'm on a bridge. I'm just gonna walk on a bridge. It's not a bridge. It's just solid ground, all underneath. Yep. Okay, I got this. Don't look down. It's good. It's really good. This is not bad. It's not so bad. This isn't so bad.
She peeks over the railing to the water and rocks below.
Okay, no, it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad.
Taylor, how you doing back there?
I'm great!
Oh, London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down.
No, no falling.
I'm so sorry. I don't know if I can do this. I don't think I can. I got it. I can't do it. Can't do it. I was gonna stay right here.
No. It's okay. You can do it.
I'm done. We did it. Can I go home now?
She freezes.
No, you can do this. Come on. You can do it. We'll do it together.
No, that would be cheating, right? You know what? I'm fine with cheating. I'm just going to hold your pinky finger. Pinky finger.
Okay. Whoa, that is a strong grip.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about the fact that there's nothing underneath us and what would happen if it would all fall down and falling down and there would be nothing to catch
up. No. We're not singing that again. Look, how about I spot you, okay? And I promise you're not going to fall. Think about it like this. Remember what I said? 1 foot in front of the other.
1 foot. Next foot.
1 foot.
1 foot.
Next
foot.
Mm-hmm. You're doing great.
Okay. Yeah, I am. I'm doing it.
He guides her across.
You know, sometimes fear takes over, and then it limits you to be able to see beautiful things like this. Right, you're doing it. You're like a pro.
Okay, and I am, right?
Yeah. Oh, we need proof.
She stares.
Yeah, I should take a photo.
Okay.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay, okay, why don't you hold on to here? Great.
She clings to the railing with both hands, her arms tense.
Just gonna take it.
Great.
Okay.
They smile for a selfie.
You're doing great.
Okay, thanks.
Doing great.
Okay.
You're gonna hold my hand?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Just like nothing, right?
Like nothing.
Just on a bridge.
You're on a bridge.
Really high up. What?
Wanna look down?
I don't want to look down. I don't.
Too far?
Too far. Too soon.
Okay. He opens her car door.
M'lady.
Thank you. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it's the good kind of exhausted, you know? The exhaustion you get after a day with no worries and just fun.
Maybe we should do it again sometime. We could bring Chloe. Unless you think she'd be too scared.
It would probably freak her out.
But if we show her that we can do it...
Now you're thinking like a parent, being a brave one when the kids are scared.
I don't know if I'd call myself brave, but...
Hey, you let me spot you.
I know, I was clearly delirious with fear.
Ha ha. Well, I should go get dinner ready before Chloe gets dropped off. But if you need help with any more of those challenges, you know where to find me.
Sure.
She grins.
Oh, in fact, we should probably exchange numbers. You know, for emergency purposes.
Yeah, no, totally. That's what neighbors do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here.
She hands him her phone and he types his number in.
There you go.
Thank you. I'll text you mine.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Night.
Good morning. This is your daily affirmation guide.
Chloe sits up and smiles.
Life is about moving on, accepting change, and looking forward to what makes you stronger and more complete. The secret of change is to focus all your energy, not fighting the old, but building on the new.
She frowns at the neatly prepared meals in her fridge and takes an apple instead. She pulls challenge envelope number 3 from the time capsule and puts it in her bag along with the apple. She meditates at her desk.
We are going to take our final deep breath in and release.
She exhales, opens her hands and smiles. She pushes her planner notebook aside and picks up her tote bag, pulling out the challenge envelope and opening it.
Play hooky for a day and do nothing or anything.
Kyle.
So the custom bulletins you ordered for the Swatches are scheduled to be delivered today. And I just got a message from the Vernons. They want to go ahead with the estimate you gave them. Should I book a follow-up?
I need to take a day off.
His gaze shifts.
Wait, what? You do?
I do.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
She frowns.
I just need to take a day to do... something.
Okay, well, that's great. And don't worry, I could totally pick up the slack.
He smiles.
Okay.
Wrestles her planner away.
So I'm going to take this for today, and you go do whatever it is that you're gonna do, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
It's gonna be okay, right?
It's gonna be fine. Okay. Don't worry, this is exactly what you hired me for, okay? Not to pick up phones. But to help with the jobs. I promise you, I will not let you down.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I know. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
He stops her and they high-five wiggling fingers.
There we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll fight.
Go enjoy doing nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely nothing. No.
She leaves the office and he sits in her place. At home, she sits at the counter with her chin in her hands, nibbling a snack and looking around glumly. She frowns and pulls her laptop from her bag. She types in a website called Foodie and clicks on a recipe for homemade sushi rolls. Her eyebrows raise and she reads the recipe intently. Josh paws through the never-ending piles of cardboard boxes at home. He opens a small box and frowns.
Nope.
Taylor's SUV pulls into her driveway and she gets out. She spots Josh across the street. He's fiddling with an outdoor light fixture.
Pro D day at the school, so I thought I'd tackle a job that I can't handle.
He grins with a light bulb.
What about you? You playing hooky?
It's my next challenge. I have to take a day off to do whatever I want.
Oh, so you're saying you ignored your daytimer?
I did. I gave it to my assistant, and I just called him. Everything's fine. Everything's totally fine.
Well, that's great. So, what are you going to do?
I am going to learn how to make sushi. Figured I'd shake up my lunch menu.
Really?
No.
Well, if you need someone to taste test them, I'm your man.
Or, if you're not busy, you could help.
I'm in. But I gotta warn you, I can't cook. And I'm an even bigger mess in the kitchen than anywhere else.
Oh.
Think you can handle it?
I'll try.
He nods and follows her.
Okay.
She takes ingredients from her neat fridge.
Tupperware in there is a work of art. Can't stop staring at it.
Okay, well, ogling it is gonna get the wrong impression.
Sorry.
Okay. Spicy tuna rolls.
Do you think maybe we should tackle something a little bit easier? Say, I don't know, like a grilled cheese?
Here you go.
All right, sushi it is.
Yes, put the mat down.
Oh, I should wash my hands.
Then you take a piece of seaweed.
Okay.
And you lay that on your mat.
He fumbles.
Jesus, this is like tacky paper.
You got your hands wet, that's why. Here. I got it. Here, just give it a little try.
She towels his hands.
Okay, what are we? We have to make rice. Rice, we have to make rice.
That I can do.
Great.
He pulls the bag of rice apart, showering the kitchen in grains. She cringes and he stands there smiling, rice still showering from the bag. They spread cooked rice on their seaweed.
Okay.
She brushes rice into her hair.
I'm good.
They place ingredients and sauces on the rice. Their hands brush when they reach for cucumber and their eyes meet.
Okay, there. One for you, one for me.
They finish.
Should we eat them or should we frame them? They look so nice.
How about both?
Oh, wait, you should be in there, you know, as proof that you took a day to do whatever you wanted.
All right, well, then you should be in there, too.
Well, all right, then.
Mm-hmm.
They take a selfie with the sushi.
Say, spicy tuna.
Spicy tuna!
Spicy tuna!
Oh, that's so silly.
She beams at her phone.
Well, this is the most fun and success that I've ever had in the kitchen, except for the rice.
Yeah.
But I should get going, because to be honest with you, I'm the one who's playing hooky.
Oh, I thought you had a PD day.
I do, but I promised myself that I would finish unpacking all the boxes, which of course is why I was changing the light bulb. But I've lost something over there in that mess that I have to go find, so thank you. This was great.
Cool. I could help you. I mean, it's what I do, and I feel like if we did it together, it would be so much more efficient.
Well, this is your day to do whatever you wanted. I mean, I couldn't ask you to come over there and help me work.
It's not work. I mean, I love what I do, so it wouldn't be work.
Well, I'm not going to talk you out of it.
Great!
We'll grab a few boxes and some containers, my label maker, and we'll get to it. Yes!
She flits around. Josh stands and smiles to himself. They unpack.
I don't know how all this Christmas stuff got labeled kitchen stuff.
Well, maybe the Christmas mugs threw you.
I'm gonna go with that.
Mm-hmm.
She glances at him.
So, how does Sarah fit into yours and Chloe's life?
Sarah was Claire's best friend in college, so she's been a part of our lives since, well, I can remember when.
Now she's just so great with Chloe.
Yeah.
I kind of needed that.
You know, knowing that Chloe has a mother-like figure.
Hmm. Taylor labels a container.
That makes sense.
He looks around.
Wow. Is that it?
Are we done? No more boxes to unpack or, to label?
We are done.
Wow. I'm feeling a little emotional here.
That's why it's very important to stay organized.
Sure. Or sometimes you can just fly by the seat of your pants and see what the day brings.
One more box.
Another box? How did we miss this?
She opens it.
Oh. Wow, I've been looking for this.
He frowns.
Is that your wife's or...?
A ring in a box.
No, it...
Hello?
He pockets the ring. Sarah and Chloe come in.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what am I, chop liver?
Hi. Ah.
Josh, did you put everything away?
I did, yeah, with the help of an expert.
It's what I do. It's my company space to live.
Whoa.
Impressive, right?
I can find the cookies and the chips.
Okay, but... Don't forget, it's almost dinner.
Which I picked up on the way.
Oh.
Sarah holds a bag.
And on that note, I have a ton of sushi to eat.
Which I help make.
Really?
Yeah, we have photo proof.
Yep.
Taylor, I picked my topic. I'm still writing what I want to say, but when I'm ready, can I practice on you?
Of course, yeah.
Great, I'm going to work on it now.
Okay.
Chloe runs out. Taylor smiles at Josh, then sees Sarah standing there smiling.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah.
Oh, hey. Don't forget to take the day to do whatever you want.
Oh.
Taylor leaves. Josh waves after her. Sarah puts her food on the counter.
Chloe doesn't seem shy around your new neighbor.
No, Taylor and her, they clicked right away. And it's great because she's just across the street.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Taylor sits alone with a container of homemade sushi. She smiles to herself. She picks up her phone and opens the photos of her and Josh with the sushi, and her smile widens. She sends the photo to him with a message, proof, and a smiling face. Josh picks up his phone and sees the message. He smiles at it, then exhales and opens the ring box.
So I got the Kellermans to sign off on the hidden buffet and the floating shelves. And since you weren't here, I put together some drawings for the Jared's module.
Kyle hands Taylor the drawings.
This is great.
I told you didn't just hire me for my charm.
He grins.
So how was your day off?
Amazing. Josh and I made sushi, and then we unpacked the rest of his house, and I helped him get organized.
Sounds like a day full of Josh.
Yeah, well, he had a PD day from school, so...
Oh, so you guys had, like, a little play date?
Nope, it's not like that.
Isn't it?
It's not. No, I found a ring in one of the boxes. An engagement ring.
For?
Guessing it's for this woman, Sarah?
Oh, so she's his girlfriend.
I don't know.
So how do you know if the ring is for her? Well,
because he said that she's like a mother figure to Chloe, and that's something that he really wants, and he hid the ring when she came home, so.
So in all this sharing, he never mentioned he was in love with her.
No, but he's gotta be, right?
Kyle sits opposite Taylor.
Taylor, look. Growing up, I was a huge troublemaker. Like, I drove my mom crazy. But no matter what I did, she always had my back. And she told me it's because the love for her child supersedes everything. So maybe he's just doing it for Chloe. You know, it gives him some sort of comfort. But being comfortable is not being in love. So try asking him out. Get him outside of his comfort zone. And it'll get you outside of the friend zone.
I can't do that.
Of course you can.
Really? I can? Can you? Is that how you do it with all your texting and emoji?
Okay, that's different.
How's that different? You won't even get out from your phone zone. You won't even go on a date.
He blinks.
Touché. Touché.
He rolls away to his own desk, glancing back at her. Taylor and Josh sit on the porch watching Chloe.
Ooh, Chloe! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Woo! Okay, we're ready for the presentation. And I promise this time, no monkey business.
Your hands.
Okay.
Chloe smiles, holding note cards.
My presentation is about my dad. My dad is the greatest because he does everything. He's a teacher and a coach. He works at the college, but he's also like a teacher at home. He teaches me how to look after myself and to be a good person. And he teaches me how not to be afraid. My dad also always smiles, and it makes me feel better, because that's what my dad does. He thinks about what makes me happy. That's why I want him to be happy, too.
Josh blinks back tears.
Because I love him the most. That's why I chose him for my presentation.
Josh and Taylor beam.
That was amazing.
Yeah, A+, A+.
Go give me a hug. Oh, I love you so much.
It really was. And I know that, obviously, you're going to do great, but if you need a little help, I got you this.
A necklace.
What is that?
It's a worry angel.
I have one too.
She shows her necklace charm.
You basically, you know, you ever get anxious or nervous or any of those things, then you just rub it and the angel takes your worries away.
She puts the necklace on Chloe.
Thank you, Taylor. I'm gonna go see it in the mirror.
Okay.
Chloe runs inside. Taylor stands with palms raised.
What? That was amazing.
She is so sweet.
Yeah.
And thank you for that. That was very thoughtful.
Oh,
of
course, yeah. I mean, it'd be great if she could get over all of her fears at once, but it's nice to know it's there if you need it, you know?
Josh gazes at her.
So, what's next on the time capsule challenge?
Well, you know what? I haven't actually opened it yet, but I have it with me. Do you want to open it? Okay. Let's see.
Chloe returns and Taylor hands her envelope number 4.
What's it say?
It says, join a team. That's not too hard.
Oh.
Taylor stares open-mouthed.
I'm not exactly a team player, so...
Well, being on a team can be fun, right, Chloe?
Yeah, especially if my dad's coaching.
So, just do that. You know, join a league. There's always something going on in the city. Baseball or ultimate frisbee.
Okay, well, I'm not exactly sporty, so that's...
Oh, come on. I saw you throw that ball at the gym. You're a natural.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, let's find out.
Chloe smiles.
Chloe and I can show you.
At the gym, Josh coaches Chloe's basketball team.
Come on, girls. Nice pass. There you go. Look up for somebody. Look for who's open. Get it up. Perfect. Throw it up. Oh, it's okay. Grab the rebound.
Good point.
Come on, girls.
Taylor comes in wearing leggings and a pink hoodie.
Pass the ball. That's right. Get your hands up. Get your hands up.
Hi.
Hey.
So? What do you think?
This is Little League.
Yeah. I'm a coach of all ages. That's right, girls. Keep going. Come on. Good job.
I don't really get what I'm doing here.
Well, in this league, there's no winners or losers. The kids are here just to have fun. Good job, girls. Get your hands up. Get your hands up.
Not a kid, though.
Yeah, but we're all still kids at heart, right? But that's beside the point. Today, you're going to feel like a kid again and be an honorary member of this team.
Taylor cringes.
Good job. Good job. Keep going. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
I don't know that's...
Come on, here. Put your jersey on, get out there and start practicing with the team. Come on, hustle, 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 come on.
I don't know, these kids, they don't want to play with me, that's weird.
They do.
Come on, Taylor.
See,
Does that ease your stress?
Now, come on, put the jersey on. Hustle, 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 hustle.
Taylor dons the jersey and shuffles out onto the court with the much younger girls.
Good job, Chloe. Look for Taylor. Taylor. Hold their heads. There you go. Come on, girls.
They pass and shoot.
Shoot it up, put it up.
They pass Taylor the ball.
Look for Chloe. Get Chloe open. There, go to Taylor. Come on, Taylor, shoot.
Taylor hurls the ball from the three-point line and makes a basket. Her team cheers. Later, the whole team puts their hands in the middle.
One, two, three,
swish!
Josh doles out high fives.
All right, thanks again, guys. We'll see you next week. And get Brenda to practice that dribble.
Taylor drinks water on the bleachers.
I can't believe I did that. I played on a team.
Yeah.
I dribbled, I passed the ball to another human being. I scored a basket.
You're rocking it like a team player.
I know, I really was.
He sits with her.
And it was fun.
Yeah. Playing on a team can be fun. You know, it can give you a sense of belonging, help boost your self-esteem. Overall, it's just a great feeling.
I feel that.
She nods and smiles smugly.
So, what are you up to for the rest of your day?
I'm actually gonna go see my dad, show off some of those completed challenges. Do you and Chloe wanna come, seeing as you're maybe a little responsible for my success?
A little?
I mean, barely worth a mention.
Really? Okay, well, maybe I should come just to make sure that I get my credit.
Great. I think you should.
They stand and leave.
You know, you did score.
Yeah, I did.
Taylor takes Chloe and Josh to her dad's gallery. He's hanging paintings.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, guys.
These are my new friends I told you about. This is Chloe and Josh.
Real pleased to meet you.
You as well. We've heard lots about you, haven't we?
To Chloe.
Do you like to paint?
She nods.
That's great, because I have a lot of paints and paper we need to get rid of. Come and help me make some art.
Josh looks at the work.
Wow. All these are your dad's?
Yep.
He can be as scattered as he wants to be. These are incredible.
A blonde woman.
I'm gonna guess that that's your mom?
Yeah.
I can see the resemblance. She was beautiful.
Taylor smiles and nods.
And you was a kid?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's me on one of my long, lonely forest walks.
Did you spend a lot of time by yourself as a kid?
I did, yeah. And with my parents.
For the elephant's nails, I'll bet, yes?
I was quite attached. Didn't feel strange at the time, but, I don't know. Now I feel like maybe I missed out a little on other things.
Josh smiles.
Taylor.
Yeah?
Can you come paint a picture with us?
Of course. What are we painting?
Elephants.
Of course. Elephants, yes.
Taylor joins the painters. Josh leans in and takes a long look at the painting of her as a toddler. Later, he paints with them.
No.
Show me.
No, it's not ready yet.
Oh.
Yeah, some things take time.
Here you go, get some snacks.
Thanks, Dad.
You know, your daughter shows some real talent. Take a look at that elephant. Look at the wrinkles in the skin and the different shades of gray. That's awesome.
Well, she does come by it, honestly. And look at this masterpiece.
A smiley face.
Oh.
I think it's gonna be huge.
You know what? I think it's already been done, so maybe don't cash in your chips just yet.
Are you sure?
I mean, so.
Josh grins.
You know what? I can't help noticing that the three of you feel like you've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, it's come by pretty honestly. And Taylor and Chloe clicked right away, so.
Kindred spirits.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
Dad nods.
Me and Dad have been helping Taylor with her time capsules.
Oh.
Speaking of time capsule, do you want to open the fifth challenge?
Challenge number five.
There it is.
They drum their hands on the table. Taylor opens the envelope.
Be spontaneous.
Whoa, that one's not easy.
Have any of them been easy?
So, what are you gonna do, Taylor?
I don't know.
No, it's kind of the point, right?
Oh, I know. What if I go grocery shopping without a list?
They purse their lips.
Come on, guys, think of all the things that I could get. Or not get.
She shrugs.
Yeah, that sounds wild. Mm.
Whatever makes you feel spontaneous, kid.
Whew. I'm gonna do this.
You know, before you were born, your mother and I used to get out a map, put it on the table, the entire state before us. She would close her eyes, and she would move her finger around, and when she put it down, that is where we drove, without any plans other than the coordinates on the map. We ended up at some pretty interesting places, let me tell you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Challenge accepted.
Taylor neatly rolls a reusable grocery bag and puts it in her tote bag. She picks up a piece of paper by the door and looks at it while licking her lip.
List. List.
She tosses the list down and turns to leave, then turns back.
Need to make a mess, though.
She picks the list up and plays it carefully on a table, then leaves again. Later she looks at her purchases, skim milk, ice cream and a mango.
All right, Mom, what am I supposed to make with this?
She sits on her sofa cross-legged, searching the air. Her gaze lands on her dad's painting. She picks up her bag and rummages in it for her tablet.
You want me to be spontaneous? I'll be spontaneous.
She opens the Maps app on her tablet and twirls her finger in the air over it, squeezing her eyes closed. She plunks her finger on the map, then opens her eyes and frowns at her selection.
Oh yeah?
Josh on phone.
A hamster? What's his name?
Waves at Taylor.
Periwinkle. That's funny. Okay, well you have fun with Jenny, and call me tomorrow and let me know what time to pick you up. Hey, I love you. Okay, bye.
Chloe on a play date?
Sleepover, actually. It's the first one in a while, so. How was your shopping trip?
Oh, counterproductive. Turns out you actually do need a list to get what you need. But I did another challenge. I did that thing with the map that my mom and dad used to do.
And?
And I landed here.
Here? Looks like nowhere. Actually.
I know, right? But that's perfect.
Yeah.
So I am off on the road to nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to come? Unless you have stuff to do. I totally get it. Don't worry about it.
No. Actually, I would love to. I haven't been on a road trip in forever. So, yeah.
Great. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
My car.
Right.
Cleaner. Right?
I guess.
I mean.
They drive down a two-lane road lined with thick green and orange foliage.
Okay, I got one. What did the waiter say to the llama after he finished his food at the restaurant?
I don't know.
I'll pack that up for you.
Oh, good one. How much further?
That's just about 30 miles until our final destination.
She nods.
Oh, pull over here. There's a farmer's market up ahead.
But you just said 30 more miles.
Yeah, but half the fun of a road trip is discovering new places.
She glances at him worriedly.
Okay. I'm not going whitewater rafting, though.
Baby steps.
Yeah. I wish.
After you?
Thank you.
They wander into a market.
Now this beats any grocery store any day, with or without a list. Oh, I mean, they got fresh produce. Oh, locally sourced organic juices. And sound good.
Goat yoga. What do you think this is?
I don't know, but I think we should try it.
I don't know. Should we?
Yeah, come on. Be spontaneous.
He holds out his hand. She takes it.
Atta girl.
A large space filled with people sitting on yoga mats and spotted baby goats with two nubbins for horns. A woman opens the gate for Taylor and Josh.
Hi, goats.
The woman hands them mats.
So,
they sit on the ground.
A guided yoga session. So everyone's going to find a comfortable seat. Make your way onto all fours.
The class takes the poses.
And we're going to push up into downward facing dog.
The goats frolic around the people.
Explore your body. Keep your eyes open or closed, and you're going to take your gaze forward into a plank, push down, and bend back up.
They stretch. A goat stands on Taylor.
And press back, child's pose.
How do I?
I'll give you a picture of this. Don't move.
Josh takes a photo.
Then we're going to go through the cycle one more time, and drop your shoulders away from your ears, and we're going to repeat.
Circus. Taylor pushes P and the goat balances on her, then hops off.
Okay, I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Taylor grins.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, no, you're welcome. Come again, please. Okay. Bye, buddy.
Well, shall we continue on our adventure?
We shall.
30 miles to nowhere.
30 miles to nowhere.
They smile at each other. Later, they get out of the car together and take in a view of a snow-capped mountain range.
Wow, there really is nothing out here.
Oh, come on. There's a sky, a few birds.
Okay.
And a few trees. And now you and me.
She smiles at him.
Thank you.
Go on.
All of this? I really haven't felt this alive ever than I have over the last few weeks. And to be honest, I don't think that I would have done it on my own, so guess I was just lucky that my first challenge was to meet somebody new and that was you.
He smiles slightly.
Well, maybe that was your mom's real gift. Those feelings. Those feelings of being alive.
He gestures to the mountains.
Yeah.
Her gaze is fixed on him.
You have hate.
Oh.
He plucks it out.
That's probably why that goat was nibbling at me.
Or that I sprinkled a little bit of seed around you.
What you did?
They chuckle, leaning on the car.
Oh, sorry.
He pulls out his phone.
Oh, Chloe's texting me. She wants me to come pick her up.
Oh, she's not ready for a sleepover?
Guess not.
Well, at least she tried.
Well, she'll get there someday.
Hey, if I can, she will.
Yeah.
Nighttime, Taylor climbs into bed. The time capsule sits in the bed in front of her and she reaches into it for the final envelope. She opens challenge number 6 and her eyebrows flick upwards. She stares at the card, then stares into space.
Tell someone you love them?
Josh tucks Chloe into bed.
And there we go. Home sweet home.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
I'm sorry that I was too scared to sleep over and you had to pick me up.
Oh, come on. Don't ever feel bad about that, you know? We all get scared, right? And remember, even when you're all grown up, if you call me and you want me to come bring you home, I will. Okay?
I'm happy we moved here. And I'm happy you met Taylor and that you're happy too.
I'm happy we moved here too. Okay. Do you want me to turn the light out?
No, I think I'm gonna read for a bit.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
He stands and leaves.
Love you.
Love you.
Chloe exhales and smiles at the painting of an elephant on her wall. She squeezes the angel pendant on the necklace Taylor gave her. Taylor tosses and turns in bed, still holding the card. She raises it and stares at it once more. Josh sits on the sofa and opens the ring box. Kyle puts a label on a wall over helmets.
All right. We have the winter sports set up here with the helmets and the skis. We just need a place for the summer sports. Taylor?
She's absently dusting a helmet.
Yeah, that looks great.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. And I really like your ideas.
Thanks.
He looks at his work and smiles.
In fact, I love you.
Well, I love you too.
No, no. I love you.
He gapes.
Oh! Taylor, I think you are a beautiful woman and an amazing boss. But the love thing with Mia, I don't think it'll work out. I get very nervous with this thing. Like, I'm sweating right now profusely.
Is it hot in here?
And especially if we work together, it's not gonna work.
No, no, I don't love you like that, love you. I just,
it's this challenge my mom has me doing. It's crazy.
Sorry, challenge?
Yes, my mom has me doing these challenges, and by the last one, my birthday present is supposed to reveal itself, and this last one is that I'm supposed to tell somebody I love them. So...
So you copped out?
I did. Yes. But I do really like you.
It's okay. I get it. Trust me, I have a lot on my plate. Okay, I got Christy, Veronica, and that Jade, she's been sending me some wild emojis I do not know what to do with. Are you worried because you haven't fallen in love or because you have?
She wrings her hands.
Oh my gosh. You have. It's with that neighbor, right?
She winces.
Pleasantville. That look says it all. This just took a fun spin on a day.
Okay, it's not fun, it's terrifying. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Am I just, like, go over there and be like, what's up, I'm, like, in love with you? No, he's gonna think I'm a crazy woman.
That's true. I thought you were crazy 2 minutes ago.
Exactly, because it's scary. It's way scarier than just going on dates, which you won't even do. And you know what? I completed most of those challenges, so I'm gonna say that 5 out of 6 ain't bad.
Okay, how about this? I'll go on a date if you tell Josh how you feel.
That hardly seems fair.
Even if it's with Jade and those crazy emojis?
No.
Fine, I'll stop texting and I'll just go on dates. Like, I'll see people face to face in the real world. Cause you're right, I tend to hide behind my phone and just not like seeing people face to face. I get nervous and sweat. You saw what just happened to me right there.
She blinks and stares hard.
So what do you say? We take this plunge together?
She rocks her head reluctantly. Josh folds clothes at home.
Knock, knock.
Sarah carries plants in.
Hey, I didn't know you were popping by.
I was actually on my way home from work, but I thought I would stop by with these. Oh. I haven't gotten you an official housewarming gift, so here you are.
You trust me to take care of some plants?
Oh, don't be silly. I'll make sure Chloe gets them watered. Is she home?
Yeah, she just got home from school.
Great. I'll get her to help me find a sunny spot for these ones.
Great. I should put some water in these then, right?
Probably.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Taylor stands before a mirror.
I love you. No.
She clutches her necklace and waves her mom's challenge card, forcing a smile.
I love you.
She trembles awkwardly.
I love you. I'm ready. I got this. I've got this. I could do them all. I love you.
She points.
I'm just gonna do it.
Chloe, I found a spot for the last one.
Sarah puts a potted plant on the table, where she finds the ring box sitting. She picks it up with an open mouth and opens the box, her eyes drinking in the sight. Josh enters and stops in his tracks. Sarah looks at him emotionally.
Josh, was this a surprise?
His head whips toward the door.
Hold on. Let me just get that.
Sarah smiles at the ring. Josh opens the door to Taylor, who is breathing heavily.
Taylor, what is it?
It's my last challenge. And it's a crazy one.
She holds her necklace.
I have to tell somebody that I,
She clenches her fists.
Okay, I have to tell somebody that...
Maybe...
I have to tell somebody that I...
Maybe it's...
Taylor comes inside and sees Sarah holding the ring. She stops in her tracks and grabs for her necklace.
Taylor, are you okay?
Taylor fans her hand.
No, I think I need a paper bag.
Okay, I'll get you one. Just take a seat.
Why don't you sit down?
Paper bag. Coming, sorry. Here.
Josh hands Taylor the bag and she breathes into it. He coaches her rhythm with waves of his hand.
Nice and slow. Is that better?
Yeah, much, thank you.
What happened?
I don't know, I think I saw a spider.
Wait, so this is not your challenge?
What? No.
No, that's easy peasy.
I thought you said it was crazy.
Yeah, crazy easy.
He blinks.
I just have to tell somebody that,
Taylor turns to Sarah, cocking her head. Sarah stares.
Something nice.
Sarah smiles.
Yeah, so I came over here to tell you guys that you're such great, great neighbors. So thank you. That's it.
She hands the bag to Josh.
So, recycle this?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna leave you guys to do whatever it was you were doing.
Are you sure you're okay?
100%.
Taylor rushes out. At home, she leans on the counter with her brow furrowed, blinking rapidly. She puts her hand on her hip and her chin wrinkles with emotion. She gathers her bag and her keys, blinking back tears. Josh.
I'm sorry, Sarah. I just forgot, with everything going on...
It's okay. Clearly, you have things on your mind.
I just honestly thought that you've been so great with Chloe. And Claire wanted her to have a mother figure. So I thought that maybe someday we could be a family. But now
I understand. And you deserve to have someone in your life again. But not just for Chloe. You've never been afraid to just jump right in like this. It's what Claire loved about you. I think it's what Taylor might love about you, too.
Sarah smiles brightly.
You've been a really amazing friend.
And that's what I'll stay. You'll always make the right decision for Chloe. And at the end of the day, I love you, and I want you to be happy. It seems like Taylor might be the one to do that for you.
I tried, Ben. I really, really tried, but I can't do it, okay? He's proposing to somebody else.
Dad reads the challenge.
I know it's a risk. But if your mom did it, then you can too.
I mean, Mom did it.
Dad sighs and looks at Taylor under his brows. She frowns. He turns and pulls an envelope from a drawer. Inside are photographs, which he lays out one by one on the counter in front of her.
Did you guys do the challenge too?
Well, she did. That's how she met me.
Taylor picks up a photo of her younger father.
Why? She didn't have to overcome any anxieties?
Yeah, you're a lot more like her than you know. That's why her mother, on her birthday, gifted her with a time capsule, just like the one you got, with the same 6 challenges, and yes, she was afraid of spiders, too. And these challenges led her to me. And a life that neither she or I could ever have dreamed possible.
Taylor blinks and inhales.
Because before I met her, I was on a different path, one that I thought was right. And until she said, I love you, I didn't realize I was capable of being loved.
Tears fall from Taylor's eyes and she rests her face in her hands. Her dad leans in closer.
I know that telling someone I love you is one of the hardest things anyone can do. Because it leaves us open. Our hearts. But if we don't, we may miss out on the very best part of life.
She nods, blinking back tears. He holds her hands. The sun sets over the mountains. Taylor stops her car and gets out. In the gym, Josh is wheeling a rack of basketballs onto the court. Taylor comes into the gym entrance and sighs, still holding the challenge.
It's not a big deal. It's just words. Just speak the words.
She marches onto the court.
Hi.
Josh turns.
Taylor. What are you doing here?
I just need to tell you something. It's actually what I was going to tell you the other day, and then I saw Sarah with the ring, and it just...
Taylor, wait.
Josh, I just need to get through this, so please just let me, okay? It's my last challenge, and if I don't get through it, then I just have to get through it, okay? Here.
She hands him the challenge.
That's it.
He smiles.
I obviously haven't been able to get through any of the others without you, so why would this be any different? So here goes.
Taylor.
I'm in love with you.
The team files in behind her.
I'm in love with you. You were my first challenge, and now you're my last, and I don't expect anything in return. I just needed to say that. I did.
He grins and gestures to the teenagers standing patiently behind her. She sees them with a look of horror.
Were they here the whole time?
Taylor, I was trying to tell you. We're about to start practice.
Taylor bites back a humiliated smile and turns to leave.
Taylor, wait.
Yeah.
Taylor, I'm in love with you too.
She stops and turns back. He opens his arms.
What?
I love you. Which is crazy because I was on this path and then you came along and now I'm on this other path and...
Like whitewater rafting?
Yeah. Like a... slam dunk with 1 second left on the board.
But then what about the ring and the surprise and...
He looks into her eyes.
You were the surprise.
She smiles with ecstatic surprise.
So where do we go from here?
He closes the distance between them and kisses her. The team cheers.
Today is a new day.
She sits up in bed.
Any worries I may have shall pass, as they did yesterday, and the day before that, and every day.
Josh and Chloe come to her door.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you ready?
Yep. I made us some ham and brie sandwiches, some salami, and I tried a new egg salad recipe.
Oh, we love egg salad. So, shall we do this?
Do you want to close your eyes?
Chloe squeezes her eyes shut and points at the map.
Where are we going?
Looks like the middle of nowhere.
That's perfect.
Chloe smiles.
Navigate.
Ooh, you're the boss now.
They go out hand in hand.
If I begin to lose focus, I'll acknowledge what's worrying me. If I can resolve it, I will. And if I can't, I'll let it go. Roll up my worries and anxieties into a tiny ball and just throw them away.
They drive.